A rocket will lift off from Vandenberg Air Force Base and accelerate the non-recoverable craft and carry it to the upper atmosphere. Following separation from the rocket, the aircraft will descend and glide at more than 14,900 miles per hour before impacting in the Central Pacific near Kwajalein. The Defense Department expects data from the flight and a similar test early next year to help develop technology for flight at several times the speed of sound. The Pentagon declined to comment on the potential long-term payoff from the flights, but it's believed they may eventually lead to a U.S. capability to swiftly send non-nuclear weapons to any point on the globe to attack targets that may present themselves for only a short time. Brian Webb, KCLU News.